The Other Side of Sorrow, written by Peter Corris and read by Peter Hosking. Hello, Cliff. It's Sin, as you always used to call me. Cynthia Samuels. I know this must be a bolt from the blue, but I have to see you. I need to tell you something. I'll be in the city tomorrow, and I want you to meet me at the cafe in the State Library. Say at 11:30. Please, please try to make it. Here's my number in case you can't, but please try. I scarcely heard the numbers she recited on the answering machine tape in that strange way people reel off their telephone numbers. Her voice and tone were unmistakable, even though I hadn't heard them for more than 20 years. Sin was my ex-wife, and our parting had been as tempestuous as the relationship itself. We got a no-fault divorce under the new law and went our ways. I kept vaguely in touch with Sin's life through her father, who I played a bit of tennis with. But he died some years back, and that broke the connection. I played the message again. I want you to meet me. That was typical of Sin. She always expected to get her own way. With me, she had, but only for a shortish time. As it turned out, our ideas of how to live were completely different. This had been obscured from us at first, by sex mainly. Sin was an architect who either sat in an office or went out to places she was helping to put into strict order. She liked life to follow suit. I was a private detective who spent as little time in my office as possible, and most of it out dealing with messes that rarely got completely cleaned up.